I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented baby, by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. So,
the Yankees are up 18%.
What does that mean?
They're worth $7.1 billion.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw this. Yeah. Like, and that just means every sports team is up.
Yeah.
Cowboys, if Jerry Jones sold the Cowboys today, what do you think they'd sell for? $10 billion, right?
Probably.
Like, what's their Forbes value, though? They've got to be up there. It's usually the Yankees, Manchester United.
Let's go, Yankees.
It's usually the Yankees, Manchester United, maybe Liverpool, and then eight million. According to this. But again, they throw those numbers out, and it doesn't mean anything until somebody buys it. And every time that a team has been bought in recent memory, it goes for another 30% on top of that. It seems like.
Yeah. You know what gets me through my day?
Huh?
The conversations that we have
off the air. Yeah,
it really does. I really, and I probably shouldn't say this to our listeners, because we really appreciate you tuning in, and we try to bring a great show every day. We really do. And I get a lot of feedback from a lot of people, and I appreciate it. And I know a lot of you are out there listening right now, so thank you. But man, I'll tell you what, the conversations we have off the air are special. It gets me through the day. It does.
I'm trying to think of what the most interesting. Oh, there's some fun stuff that's going on in the background. Yeah, I love it. And look, maybe one day we'll be able to. Maybe we just put it in the podcast. We just have like the unrivaled. No, post show unrivaled.
I would need like a Patreon or something, a few bucks a month to get that.
Yeah,
content.
Make somebody pay for it, because we're gonna need it when we get fired for talking about totally. All the stuff we do.
I saw the big boss today.
Oh, yeah. She was walking around.
Yeah, I said, so are you bossing? Are you out bossing today?
Yeah.
She says, yeah. I said, well, you got any bossing for me? She says, yeah.
Get your crap together.
Talk on the radio. I was like, gotcha.
Mitchell, let's get the morale up around here, man.
I have my marching orders.
So I was looking at this. The Big 12 has announced a new programming series that's coming to the New York City Park's iconic Rucker Park. What are they doing with this? These are youth clinics that the Big 12 coaches are running. It seems like such a weird, like, I wouldn't think to myself, you know what speaks to me? Big 12 basketball and the Big Apple. Like, this is just, I guess, you know, Brett Yormark finding a little something where he can get some extra dollars, I guess, out of this, or at least growing the conference's footprint in some way. Does that mean you're going to start seeing the Big 12 in the Northeast now? I mean, it just seems like they're already in West Virginia.
I want you to think about your own children.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
And that your children, when they're young, they get exposed to something.
Mm-hmm.
And that exposure, I mean, I can think of my own self about some of, like,
camps and things like that.
Yeah.
Stuff you've gone to.
Or you watch it on television, or you...
You have that interaction with one player.
In the state of Michigan,
mm-hmm.
where you would say, and they're massively loyal Detroit Lions fans in the state of Michigan. But you know where they are? They're all in southern Michigan. Do you know who the fans are in the upper part of Michigan and about halfway up the state
of
Michigan?
They're all Packers fans.
They're all
right?
Packers fans. You know why?
The Upers are Packers fans.
The Upers are Packer fans. And you want to know why? Because that's what they see.
Oh, that's what they get.
No, because you don't sell out Detroit Lions games, so they get blocked.
Ah.
And so they find the regional game that's close. It's similar to we get Denver Bronco games here. And it's a lot of why there's a lot of Denver Bronco fans in Utah.
Would an NFL team ever be blacked out here in the state of Utah?
I would hope not.
Like, I don't know if we can support an NFL team.
So here's the Big 12. They're just like, we're trying to get the kids hooked on the basketball drugs. You know, we're gonna give them something for free when they're
the
when they're young.
Basketball drugs,
right? So they go, wow, I want to go be playing the Big 12. I mean, this is a brilliant move. And on top of it, you're talking about a very basketball rich part of the country.
So Rucker Park is like every movie you've ever watched of guys playing on a playground.
Yeah,
in New York, that's like of significance. It's Rucker Park, right? It's just like, and so if you can get a foot in the door there, then you're opening up the door too, because when you show up, there's going to be a guy there that people go, you're going to want to see this guy, right? On top of the fact, and he's 14, and he's throwing down on people, and you're able to steal that guy away. I would imagine that playgrounds are a mixed bag of results on, because every once in a while, it's not like the movies where they go, you got to come see this kid at the park. But I think that there's a way where these guys can say, hey, look, we want – it's the same thing. When there are kids that go to these camps and they are even close to being kind of a recruited, if they start to make a name for themselves in those sophomore and junior camps, that's when the coaches pull them aside and go, we got a place for you. You come play for us here. And that's – think about how brilliant that is. You don't think of New York City and – the Big 12, Irving, Texas, and New York City do not intersect, right. And so it's a brilliant move by Brett Yormark. And the Big 12 already is the conference that is setting itself far and above everybody else, it seems like, in the basketball world.
I just wonder how, I guess this is legitimate. I mean, this isn't a violation of NCAA rules, you know, I would assume, this participation in these youth programs and these clinics and... Because it certainly seems like it's an undue influence. I don't know if that's even illegal anymore. Like, I don't even think anything's illegal anymore. But it is. You want to get people for life. Get them when they're young. I mean, we have people in our sports department that grew up in Utah and are massive Lakers fans, and it's all because of that exposure in an early part of their life.
It's a brilliant move. It's also. Kind of that is, when you think of a...
Okay, there's a downside to this.
What is it? Because this is as outside of the box of thinking as you can get.
It almost feels like, well, you have the Big 12. I think they have tremendous respect as a basketball conference. I mean, I really do.
Yeah.
You're almost like...
They've surpassed the ACC, the SEC.
There's a part of me that feels like, are they trying too hard? They have been raising a lot of stink about trying to poach the Pac-12 and trying to become relevant and let's do all these crazy outside. You know, do you not have the confidence in your product alone as a standalone, or do you have to kind of get gimmicky? And is there some substance to it? In fact, speaking of gimmicky, are you listening to me at
all?
Yeah,
I am. Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of gimmicky, I watched C.J. Stroud's workout yesterday. That was a good workout.
Okay.
Okay.
I was actually wondering about that.
And I wanted to. Are we going to talk about this later?
Yeah, we should. No, okay. We will. We will.
Let's talk about it later.
But I don't think it's a stretch, by the way. I want to hear about the CJ Stroud thing, but I don't think it's a stretch doing this. You know why? Because it comes on the heels of last week, them announcing that they're going to have this collaboration with the NFL for the football side of things and have basically a combined Big 12 pro day that they're going to put on the NFL Network.
Yep.
So then you go, here's what we're doing for basketball a couple days later.
Yeah.
And it's not the same, but it is this like, and it's a double dipper too, because you go, hey, we're reaching out in the community. We're going to have these kids clinics at Rucker Park, and it's going to be a brilliant move. It seems wild, but at the same time, I like both of these moves. I know people who don't like these moves to do this like a combined Big 12 pro day. I think it's good. I think Brett Yormark's just looking at ways to not just increase the revenue, but also the visibility for the conference.
I wonder if this move by the Big 12 from the football side of it doesn't become more the norm. Like you have these conference pro days.
Totally.
And it takes over for the combine.
Everybody's going to do it. And it's not going to take over from the combine, because I think it'll just be in addition to. It's just like Senior Bowl, the combine, and then that extra pro day maybe that other conferences are going to totally copy off of this.
Yeah.
If they're smart. If there's a place for them on TV, for sure. Let's take a break. We'll come back. By the way, Hans and Scotty tomorrow are going to be at the NPS store in Salt Lake City. 1600 Empire Road here in Salt Lake. It's mpsstore.com. They're going to be at the Salt Lake location. mpsstore.com. And always...
Are we their travel coordinators? I feel like we're always talking... They're going to be over here.
I would love to set up their travel for them. You guys got to take Front Runner down to this remote. Sorry. Hey, take the tracks line. We can't do gas anymore for this, all right? We'll take a break here when we come back. By the way, also this hour, presented by the folks at Trajan Wealth, local trusted financial fiduciaries, 801-899-7600, or you can visit their website, Trajan Wealth, TRAJANWealth.com. We'll come back, and let's have our little What Are the Odds segment here. Jump into it and have a little bit more fun. Stay with us, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.